So I'd like to say a word in favor of Yitzchak. Because later I'm going to be talking about Yaakov, and we all talk about Yaakov all the time, but poor Yitzchak kind of gets short shrift in the Torah. The two central stories about him are stories where he doesn't act, he is acted upon. That is the Akedah, where his father takes him up the mountain, and then here, where his son deceives him. And in fact, there is something about the fact that Yitzchak lives between his father and his son. I've mentioned the analogy before, that it's like Abraham Mendelssohn, who was a successful banker, but his father was Moses Mendelssohn, and his son was Felix Mendelssohn. And at the end of his life, he said, the first half of my life, I was the son of my father, and the second half of my life, I was the father of my son. And that's what happens to Yitzchak. He's caught between two powerful, charismatic personalities. And even if you look at his birth at the beginning of this Parsha of Toldot, it says, Eile Toldot Avraham, and then, you know, and then it goes on to say twice that Yitzchak is his child, and that's because, according to the Midrash and according to Rashi, remember that Abraham passed his wife off as his sister, so people used to whisper that Yitzchak was really Avimelech's child. So the Torah wants to emphasize, no, he's Abraham's child, so even his patrimony is in question for Yitzchak. But if you look at the hints in the Torah itself, you realize two things. One is that it says Yitzchak became a very wealthy man. So you have to imagine that even though he is not described in his best years, he obviously was able to make a success in the world. And although we see him as a child and then again as a very old man, all the years of his strength are omitted. But that one hint lets us know, first of all, that he was a man of ability. And the second, what does he spend his time doing? He redigs the wells that his father had dug. In other words, he solidifies the achievements of the past and passes them on to the future. So Yitzchak is that essential thing. He is a link between people of great talent and ability whose talents and ability would be lost if it weren't for the consolidation of first their son and then their father. So even though it is true that the Torah tells us much less about Yitzchak than it does about anyone else, it still is worth remembering his achievements, in addition to the fact that Yitzchak is the only one of the Avot who never leaves Eretz Yisrael. He never leaves the land of Israel. And so he represents that continuity. And he's the only one whose name is not changed. Avram becomes Avraham, right? And Yaakov becomes... I'm so glad you said that. Good. I was going to be very upset if nobody answered. But Yitzchak remains Yitzchak. And why does Yitzchak of the three of them remain Yitzchak? Because Yitzchak is the only one who is named by God. Remember, God says to Sarah, you did laugh. And so his name doesn't come from a human being. It comes from God, which gives Yitzchak, I think, a special grace. And maybe that's why his name, Laughter, is so particularly beautiful and meaningful. So on this Shabbat, like to give a little bit of a what we would call in the vernacular a shout-out to Yitzchak, who maybe does not have the long and colorful story of in the Torah that his father and his son do, but remember that neither of their stories would come to anything were it not for the man whose name means laughter. So let's invite everybody in as we turn now to the Haftarah for this morning.